Concurrence when the House and the Senate sat down at the table the last couple of weeks to look at what we wanted. Unfortunately, the governor's team was not at the table with us. But when we looked at that, we found another $73 million by just truing up the budgets. We'd been allocating dollars to different departments. They weren't spending all of those dollars, so tightening things like that up. A lot of savings were found in the informational technology IT projects, a lot of the software. You know, you keep throwing money at programs, you have new administrators, you have new legislators, and it's so important every so often just to stop, sit back, and look at how we're spending the actual dollars.
Wires get crossed.
They do. You know, everybody has different priorities, and that's good. I mean, that's what the process is about. But if you don't stop and reflect on how you're spending that money, I think that's where it just becomes overpowering and kind of like a snowball. The House, originally, their budget that they proposed was $57.8 billion. And then with a concurrence with the Senate, what we voted on last week and put on the governor's desk, $58.8 billion.